5 companies are participating vendors for the pilot program, bringing 1,000 street and sidewalk legal scooters to the area. Chelsea Sims is with e-scooter company Lime and was on hand for the program launch Monday.
You download the Lime app and you can just walk up, unlock, and go. $1 to unlock, 15 cents a minute. You can ride it to your destination and scan it to lock it and just go on.
I was coming to work this morning. I saw him over here. I was like, gotta have to try that out at lunch. So he convinced me to come over here and try it, and I actually really enjoyed it. It caught me off guard how fast they really go.
Andy Prescott stopped by City Hall where the launch was taking place on his lunch break. It was his first time riding an e-scooter. After his test run of a scooter from the company Spin, Prescott said he's likely to download the app so he can ride anytime.
I'll definitely probably get it, especially using it down in College Town and stuff like that. They're saying using it down there would be a quick way to get around.
Michael Duncan is an associate professor at Florida State University's Department of Urban and Regional Planning. He says there's not much data out on e-scooters, but spoke about whether they are a legitimate means of helping transportation concerns or just a novelty.
There is a lot of driving that's done for really short trips that are like a mile or less. There's a pretty significant percentage of auto trips that are short. And if these scooters are replacing those short auto trips, then it definitely would alleviate traffic and alleviate some of the pollution and other issues that are generated by traffic. But we don't know. It may be that people that are using these scooters are just people that were otherwise going to walk. And if that's the case, then we might be creating problems.
Duncan says some have complained of e-scooters strewn about in cities where they've debuted. He adds that problem is a solvable one. But the more substantive concern, Duncan says, is safety.
There are safety hazards on sidewalks interacting with pedestrians, and if you get those out on the street, I'm not sure how visible people are going to be to cars.
In June, Commissioner Jeremy Matlow said the city will keep an eye out for potential problems.
We know that there will be issues. We've seen them in other communities, and some companies might do more what we're looking for than others. We don't know who those are. So I just want to make sure we're vigilant of when somebody steps out of line, we're taking them off right away. And just a message to any of the companies, we're watching to see who's going to mess up first.
The scooters top out at speeds of 15 miles per hour. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.